You probably heard about the Black Moon on Friday. And if you missed it, there will be another Black Moon, the final day of this month. It's worth talking about because it's part of the trend of catchy new moon expressions, like Blood Moon and Super Moon. These are not astronomy terms. If you'd asked any professional, or even backyard amateur astronomer, about a Black Moon, they'd all tell you that they'd never even heard of it. It belongs to folklore, and even there it was not widely known. Most of the moon expressions are of recent origin, like the last few years. Blue Moon started in the 1940s to mean a second full moon in the same month. As for a Black Moon, since it's not a science term, it can mean any of several very different things. Some say it's a Black Moon if there are two new moons in the same month, and then it means the second one. Others say it applies if there are no new moons in a month, which could only happen in February. The phrase sometimes refers to every new moon, since we're then seeing the moon's dark side. This Black Moon idea is logical, because many calendars depict every new moon with a solid black disk. The phrase is also sometimes applied to mean the third new moon when there are four in a season, which happened in February last year. You can never see a new moon or black moon, and nothing special happens then either, except the stronger spring tides we get around every full moon and new moon. And you'll get a black moon by one of these definitions at least once a year, and sometimes twice. But since it's an expression used by some witches' groups, and is considered either a good time or a bad time for performing certain rituals, you can count on the black moon coming up this Halloween getting a lot of media attention. Watch out. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.